Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is March 5th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to pick up in Exodus chapter 16, Luke 19, Job 34, and 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So let's get in the Word today. Exodus chapter 16 today as we start. Exodus chapter 16. Then they set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, and the sons of Aaron said to them, "Would that we have died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instruction. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, "At evening, you will know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your grumblings against the Lord, and what are we that you grumble against us?" Moses said, "This will happen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and bread to the full in the morning, for the Lord hears your grumblings, which you grumble against him. And what are we? Your grumblings are not against us, but against the Lord." And then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumblings." And it came about, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "I have heard the grumblings of the sons of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God." And so it came about at the evening that the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. And when the layer of dew evaporated, behold, on the surface of the wilderness there was a fine flake-like thing, fine as the frost on the ground. And when the sons of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, every man, as much as he should eat. And you shall take an omer apiece, according to the number of persons each of you has in his tent." And the sons of Israel did so, and some gathered much and some little. And when they measured it with an omer, he who had gathered much had no excess, and he who had gathered little had no lack. And every man gathered as much as he should eat. And Moses said to them, "Let no man leave any of it until morning." But they did not listen to Moses, and some left part of it until the morning, and it bred worms and became foul. And Moses was angry with them. And they gathered it morning by morning, every man as much as he should eat, but when the sun grew hot, it would melt. Now, on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one. And when all the leaders of the congregation came and told Moses, then he said to them, "This is what the Lord meant. Tomorrow is a Sabbath observance, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake, and boil what you will boil, and all that is left over put aside to be kept until morning." And so they put it aside until morning, as Moses had ordered it, and it did not become foul, nor was there any worm in it. Moses said, "Eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none." And it came about on the seventh day that some of the people went out to gather, but they found none. And then the Lord said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my instructions? See, the Lord has given you the Sabbath, and therefore he gives you bread for 2 days on the sixth day. Remain every man in his place, and let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." And so the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel named it manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and its taste was like wafers with honey. And then Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Let an omerful of it be kept throughout your generations, that they may see the bread that I feed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." And Moses said to Aaron, "Take a jar and put an omerful of manna in it, and place it before the Lord to be kept throughout your generations." And as the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron placed it before the testimony to be kept. And the sons of Israel ate the manna 40 years until they came to an inhabited land, and they ate the manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is a tenth of an ephah. That was Exodus chapter 16. Let's move on over to the Gospel of Luke chapter 19 today. Luke 19. Luke chapter 19. And he entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. And so he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. And when they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." And while they were listening to these things, Jesus went on to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. And so he said, "A nobleman went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself and then return. And he called 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 minas and said to them, 'Do business with this until I come back.' But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, 'We do not want this man to reign over us.' And when he returned after receiving the kingdom, he ordered that these slaves to whom he had given the money be called to him, so that he might know what business that they had done. And the first appeared and saying, 'Master, your mina has made 10 minas more.' And he said to him, 'Well done, good slave, because you have been faithful in a very little thing, you are to be in authority over 10 cities.' And the second came also, saying, 'Your mina, master, has made 5 minas.' And he said to him, 'And you are to be over 5 cities.' And another came, saying, 'Master, here is your mina, which I kept put away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are an exacting man, and you take up what you did not lay down and reap what you did not sow.' And he said to him, 'By your own words I will judge you, you worthless slave. Did you know that I am an exacting man, taking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow? Then why did you not put my money in the bank, and having come, I would have collected it with interest?' And then he said to the bystanders, 'Take the mina away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 minas.' And they said to him, 'Master, he has 10 minas already.' And I tell you that everyone who has, more shall be given, but from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. But these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence.' And after he had said these things, he was going on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And when he approached Bethpage and Bethany near the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, 'Go into the village ahead of you. There, as you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one has yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, you shall say, the Lord has need of it.' And so those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus, and they threw their coats on the colt and put Jesus on it. And as he was going, they were spreading their coats on the road. And as soon as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen, shouting, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' But Jesus said, 'I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out.' And when he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, 'If you had known in this day, even you, the things which make for peace, but now they have been hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will throw up a barricade against you and surround you and hem you in on every side, and they will level you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation.' And Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling, saying, 'It is written, and my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a robber's den.' And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the leading men among the people were trying to destroy him, and they could not find anything that they might do, for all the people were hanging on to every word he said." That was Luke chapter 19. Let's move on over to Job chapter 34. Job 34 today for our next reading. Job 34. Job 34, then Elihu continued and said, "Hear my words, you wise men, and listen to me, you who know. For the ears test words, as the palate tastes food. Let us choose for ourselves what is right. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, 'I am righteous, but God has taken away my right. Should I lie concerning my right? My wound is incurable, though I am without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinks up derision like water, who goes in company with the workers of iniquity and walks with wicked men? For he has said, it profits a man nothing when he is pleased with God. And therefore listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do wickedness, and from the Almighty to do wrong. For he pays a man according to his work, and makes him find it according to his way. Surely God will not act wickedly, and the Almighty will not pervert justice. Who gave him authority over the earth? And who has laid on him the whole world? If he should determine to do so, if he should gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and man would return to dust. But if you have understanding, hear this. Listen to the sound of my words. Shall one who hates justice rule? And will you condemn the righteous mighty one who says to the king, worthless one, to nobles, wicked one, who shows no partiality to princes, nor regards the rich above the poor? For they all are the work of his hand. In a moment they die, and at midnight people are shaken and pass away, and the mighty are taken away without a hand. For his eyes are upon the way of man, and he sees all his steps. And there is no darkness or a deep shadow where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he does not need to consider a man further, that he should go before God in judgment. He breaks in pieces mighty men without injury, and sets others in their place. And therefore he knows their works, and he overthrows them in the night, and they are crushed. He strikes them like the wicked in a public place, because they turned aside from following him, and they had no regard for any of his ways, so that they caused the cry of the poor to come to him, and that he might hear the cry to the afflicted. And when he keeps quiet, who then can condemn? And when he hides his face, who then can behold him? That is, in regard to both nations and man, so that godless men would not rule, nor be snares of the people. For has anyone said to God, 'I have borne chastisement, I will not offend any more. Teach me what I do not see. If I have done iniquity, I will not do it again.' And shall he recompense on your terms because you have rejected it? For you must choose, and not I. And therefore declare what you know. Men of understanding will say to me, and a wise man who hears me, 'Job speaks with knowledge, and his words are without wisdom.' Job ought to be tried to the limit, because he answers like wicked men. For he adds rebellion to his sin. He claps his hands against us, and multiplies his words against God." That was Job chapter 34. Let's move on over to our final reading today in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness of adultering the word of God, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. For even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. And so death works in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, 'I believe, therefore I spoke,' we also believe, and therefore we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. And therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentarily light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond our comparison, while we look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen to that. That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, March 5th, 2023. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Today is an exciting day. First and foremost, I'm back, which is great. It's exciting for me to be back, to be able to worship with the church family today, so I'm looking forward to that. But today we have Sunday school at 9:15 for all ages. We have our regular class, adult class, going on over in the Family Center, but I'm also teaching a class starting today on baptism. So I'm teaching that in the library. So if you're interested in that, come on out, and we'll continue through that that great topic of baptism today. And then, of course, we have our worship service at 10:30. We're going to celebrate communion today, which is a great thing. And then after that, we are going to have a fellowship afterwards, our first Sunday fellowship. It's our chili cook-off, as we have every year, and so we praise God for that. So it's going to be a great, great day in the Lord. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us and your grace. Give us a good day in you, Lord, we pray. I pray, God, that your blessing would be upon this place today, upon your people. I pray, God, that your word would go forth and that, God, that you would just get all of the glory. Lord, I just thank you so much that we do not look to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, Lord. And Lord, we have that eternal hope of salvation through Jesus Christ, through his redemption, through his resurrection. And Lord, we just look forward to that day when we will be with you. But until that day, Lord, give us just that hope. And Lord, help us to glorify you, Lord, each and every single moment, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.